Welcome to the TJ Fanaticos podcast.
Ooh, here we go. Look at this. It's Friday, y'all. It's Friday.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
TGIF, am I right?
Yeah, you're right. You are right. They still have TGI Fridays restaurants, don't they?
I just read an article. They've closed the one near us down, and they're closing more.
What was the one near us at exit 18 at the mall?
They said it was in Charlotte.
So that one at North Lake wasn't the one?
I think that is Charlotte. I don't know. Because I thought that, yeah, I'm just not sure where they were.
Mm.
But they're closing a bunch of them.
Didn't Guy Fieri have dishes on the TGI Friday menu at one time?
I don't know that.
I think so. I think he did.
That's a good partnership. I feel like that would be good.
Yeah, and I think that was before he started opening his own restaurants and stuff, you know.
He's got a ton of them now, too.
Yeah, he's done really well. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, Chili's is doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those other places. So it's not, you know, all those places that are not succeeding.
Right. Used to love going to TGI Fridays for the ribs.
Yeah.
That might have been what his dish was there, like Jack Daniel's ribs or something.
Yeah.
But I know they had a partnership with Jack Daniel's sauce at one time.
I remember those. That.
I never got, though, why the suspenders with the buttons all over them.
Yeah.
I got that.
It just feels like a dated thing now. They should update that.
Yeah. Oh, well. Maybe they did update it by shutting them down.
Yeah, maybe. My dad will go to a Chili's and talk about the ribs every time. He gets the ribs at Chili's.
He does.
You're always like, who's buying it? He loves them.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not bad. But, I mean, when you live in a big city in North Carolina, which is a big barbecue state, you probably find them easily.
I would imagine.
Because I do love ribs.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about them.
I do like them. If they're, you know, if they're meaty, and every piece of the meat doesn't, you know, you don't have to suck it off a bone. You can just, it's tender and comes off easily.
Sure. Not a good date food, though.
No, it's not. You know what else isn't a good date food? What? Menudo.
I learned about it from you.
Yeah.
Menudo.
Mm-hmm.
Also the name of that Ricky Martin boy band, wasn't it?
Yep.
Menudo.
Mm-hmm. Discovered by, this is a fun trivia question.
Discovered by, no idea.
Menendez, the Menendez dad.
You're
Jose
kidding.
Menendez.
Really?
I think his first name was Jose. Her name was Kitty, the mom. But yeah, when he was the head of RCA Records.
Wow. Coincidence? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Ricky Martin was there. He was a Menudo.
Yeah, right. Wow. So what's the, I don't get what the reference is to the boy band versus the soup you were talking about.
I don't either. I never understood that because it's not an appetizer. It's not like, you know, if you called yourself lasagna.
Yeah.
You know, that's a nice dish.
Yeah.
Menudo is terrible.
We're going to name your band.
It's trash.
Diarrhea. Like, wait a minute. No. I don't like that because that's also the name of like liquid poop. Like, yeah, but it's different.
Yeah. Your band's name is going to be Trots.
Polio.
All right, so we got the top five first date ideas. We are up to number one. We'll get to it next.
More of TJ's Fanatical Podcast is coming up. Sure, it's critical. It's opinionated, but it's fun. It's the TJ Fanatical Podcast.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Here we go. Wrapping up the series today, top five first date ideas for adults. Number five was movie dates. Number four, coffee date. Number three, going to the fair. You want to go to the fair with me? You can go ride a spider. Then you can go ride the me. Number two was light or heavy petting zoo.
That's right.
And number one, first date idea, bowling.
Bowling.
Go bowling.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would have never guessed that.
Really?
Nope.
But, you know, the problem is when I see these things and I I don't think of myself back in my early 20s where I would have been going on a first date with someone. I think about myself now if I had to go on a first date with someone. And bowling would not be it because, you know, I'd be down in my old back at 55.
Yeah. No, totally different situation.
Because I danced a couple of songs at that wedding reception last weekend.
Did you?
And I am still sore.
You're lying. I didn't know you danced, though.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, so you wouldn't go bowling now on a first date?
Yeah, I probably would, but I would be down in my old back.
Oh, no
I'd
doubt.
I'd be sore. I'd be sore all over. My love handles would be sore because you're moving things you don't normally move.
Right.
I'd be trying to get like a 7-pound ball.
Give me the light one. Yeah.
But especially in the winter, that's a good first date thing. Now, you're thinking first date at night or first date in the day, bowling?
I feel like seeing a bowling alley during the daytime is a lot like seeing a strip club in the daytime. It's just like when the lights come on, you don't need to see it in like high def with overhead lights.
All of them around here are nice.
Are they nice?
Yeah.
Ours was not nice growing up.
Neither was the one that I grew up around.
But it was part of the experience. Yeah. It's supposed to be a little greasy, a little dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still a great time. But
and this bowling alley right down here, it's maybe, I don't know, 3 minutes from the studio. The restaurant is good. They have a separate restaurant.
Really?
Yeah. It's part of the bowling alley, but bowling center, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But you can go and just enter the restaurant and eat there and then leave. You don't even have to get in there with all the bowling going on.
Is it good?
It's good.
It's good enough to do that?
Yeah, their pizza's good.
Wow.
And the rest of it's bar food kind of stuff, so it's hard to screw that up.
Yeah. You know? That's good. It kind of takes you out. It doesn't force you into conversation. You're both getting a little physical distance between each other every time you got to throw the ball.
Uh-huh.
So it gives you a moment to sort of collect yourself. I think it's a good date idea.
Reason to hit each other on the butt.
Yeah.
Good one.
Pop. Yeah. And it's better if neither of you are any good.
Yeah.
You can't have like sort of this imbalance of one person's way better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to go well.
Which, I mean, that would be hard for me on any date, whatever activity, because I'm going to smoke them no matter what.
Yeah. Have you been bowling?
Huh?
Have you been bowling recently?
No. No. But as a kid, I was champion.
You were?
I was in a bowling league as a kid. Yeah. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything, but I was in this bowling league that my mama put me in the summer, and I liked it. It was fun. Mm-hmm. But my friend, his name was Chris, and I guess it still is.
It should be.
Chris. He had his parents signed him up to participate in a bowling tournament in the town of Monroe, Louisiana, which is where the Duck Dynasty people are from, Monroe, West Monroe. So it's a bigger city than where we live. And they asked me if I wanted to go for the day, Saturday. You want to go to the bowling tournament and watch Chris bowl? And I said, sure. That'd be fun, whatever. We were about 8 or 9. So we get there, and some kid didn't show up. And they said, hey, they came over, would you like to bowl? One of our players couldn't make it today, and we have a spot on one of the teams. Would you like to bowl? And I was like, okay, sure. And I went, and I was on a team with these strangers, and I was way down the thing from my friend Chris's family and all that, but I was just bowling, not thinking anything about it. So whatever the categories were, my team won first place in one. I had 3 first place trophies, bowling trophies.
Gosh.
And then, because I wasn't keeping up with, you know, what was going on. So then they said, and the all events trophy for the all events award for the best bowler ages, you know, in the 8 to 12 year old age. And they call my name. So I go home with 4 big ass trophies, including the best overall bowler in my age group for the day. And my friend who paid and, you know, the entry fee and was the one going there. And I didn't even know the tournament was going on. He didn't get
nothing.
And I don't care who you are, how good of a, you know, personality you have, how nice of a kid you are at eight.
Yeah.
When you're sitting there with nothing and then the guy that wasn't even signed up has four big trophies he's going home with.
Yeah.
Sitting in the back seat with you holding all of them.
I just threw the ball. I don't know. Your mom must have freaked out when you walked into the house with four trophies. She's like, what happened?
What in the world?
That was very weird.
Yeah. And then she goes, and Chris didn't win any trophies. Mm. And I said, no, ma'am. She goes, oh, like try to make me feel bad about it.
Yeah. Put you through the guilt.
Yeah. Trip. Almost like, yeah. Did you offer to give him one of yours?
Yeah, right.
No. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't want that. That's mm-hmm. crazy.
I know.
But you retired on top. You kind of went out like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I've bowled since then several times, a lot of times. But
not competitively.
No, no.
No tournaments.
No, I haven't been in the tournaments since then.
Well, maybe we need to get you. Maybe that's just like untapped potential that you didn't even know you had. Well,
I mean, I bet I could still beat the shit out of some 8-year-olds.
Give me that trophy. You little twerp.
Yeah, all events. That's me. You just tear them all up.
It's the TJ's Fanatical Podcast with TJ and Riggins.